And the way my house was built, like, it was just traveling up the stairs right into my area, and I was just like, oh my God, where's the bathroom? That's where I found solitude. Was the restroom.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So what do you do?
I sat in the
restroom. You retreat.
Yes.
So your girlfriend and her family all speaking a whole other language that
first
you have
all,
no
I didn't want them there in the first place. Okay. That's probably also part of the panic attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
We on. We on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
We saw the light. We on, baby.
We're here together.
What do you do? What do you do, Jess?
With what?
Your boyfriend and his pants. They're whatever. Let's say they're fucking Persian or something. And now they're...
What's wrong with Persians?
That's not the point. But they just started speaking Arabic?
Their language?
Did you say Arabic?
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 Oh, Arabic. Oh, that's right.
You just lost that whole demographic.
They're like, I'm out.
Fuck this.
Turn off this fucking Spotify. Now, yeah, what do they do?
I would just sit there politely.
You just sit there?
Yeah.
And pull out the phone? How quickly?
No, I would. No, because I don't know if they're going to find that disrespectful or not.
What if they're literally disrespecting you right there?
Well, it depends on, like, how.
In your own home.
It's my house?
It's your house.
Yeah, this is your home.
I would excuse myself.
Okay. Well, you just go make up something?
Yeah.
Start cleaning something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you turn on music? No.
Okay.
Is it disrespectful?
Let them have their conversation.
Is it disrespectful for people to speak in English, let's say like a work environment? You got two people that speak the same language, and there's someone who doesn't speak that language around. Everyone's speaking in the same language at first, and then all of a sudden you two link up and start going crazy, and this person just don't know what's going on. Is that disrespectful?
I've done that.
I find that extremely disrespectful.
I've done that many times. But
yeah, but I try to go out my way to, like, if I can, like, as best as possible, I try to include them. Like, even if there's, like, a language barrier,
but
like...
that's why it's disrespectful, because 9 times out of 10, the person is not being included, and where do you think that person
is thinking, they're talking shit.
No, I don't or something
that they're talking about that they don't want them to know.
Exactly.
No,
like, they're being left out on purpose.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have the conversation like that. Like, if you and I were speaking Spanish, I wouldn't do that in front of Trayden. Like, I would, like, pull you aside and have the conversation, or, like, to where it's not uncomfortable for him.
Thank you.
You are. Yeah, I would never do that, because it's uncomfortable.
I don't know. It happens a lot, but I don't get offended or nothing. Yeah,
so, like, you're...
I don't either.
So Amanda's right there, and then you and your dad are in full Samoan.
You said you wouldn't mention it.
30 seconds in, breaking code.
Hey, baby.
Love your sugar.
No, it's never really bothered me. Even if it's just like sometimes you're in those weird conversations where you're standing in a group and you just feel like you're not part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I just walk away. If I'm trapped in a house,
you just go outside.
Going to the bathroom and never coming back.
Yeah, because, like, what if it's a gathering?
Yeah. Like, if it's a gathering.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
I don't know.
This was Thanksgiving.
Like, at my house?
No.
He's telling you his situation.
It was Thanksgiving.
I'm tripping. Okay. Oh, that's no good.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you...
I'm gone.
I'm out. I'm going to my mama's crib.
I'd probably start cleaning or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like
that's what I would do.
Yeah, a justifiable kind of like.
Do the dishes for you guys.
Yeah. All the dirty dishes talk. If there are none.
Yeah, I was like, the dishes are clean. All right, well, fuck it. I'll spit on a couple plates. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll
just
wash them up.
No, they can't see my face.
Just like, not clean enough. I'll just run through. Just run through again. I don't know. It's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, just speak English. Like, what the, like, you're in America, you know?
Oh, here we go.
I'm kidding, man.
You're in my fucking country. Come over here with your fucking burritos.
Come here. It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
Give thanks in English.
it's thank you, not gracias.
It's not, I don't want to hear no thank fucking you. Gracias on the Lord's Day. The Lord Savior's a white man, white Jesus.
Oh my goodness,
white Jesus.
Thank you, baby, white Jesus. Oh, oh goodness gracious! Yeah, no, yeah. We really went on a tangent there.
That's how you really feel.
No, but the same. Okay, have you ever been in a situation? Let's not say just other languages, but like Ebonics. You ever been around some people that just speak some just straight, crazy just Ebonics? And you're like, yo,
all
like,
the time.
What?
Dude.
Are you serious right now?
Look, I'm like the quintessential. I'm always late to the party. Like with my group of friends, I'm always the last one to hear something or. I'm always last on the trends. I'm just that guy. So with Ebonics and slang, I'm like, what's the
people are saying that now?
Slang. Good or bad?
You sit in the same place.
Wait, what connotation? Like, what's the connotation in it? Is it? Are we saying that that's bad or is it good?
Is something lit, like on like, fire? Yeah. Concerned?
Big
like,
mood. What's mood? What?
What do you mean mood?
Big mood. I'm like, what are you talking?
I'm feeling all right, I guess.
Oh, I never thought of it like
I'm
that.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm lame. You said I'm late to the party.
I'm so a lame. I'm just a lame. I'm stuck in the slang I used in high school. I'm just stuck.
Okay, so what slang do you still use then?
I just, you know, I'm not even that, I don't even think I use a lot of slang really.
No, no, you're pretty straightforward.
Pretty proper. I'm just a true American. Just a bunch of brothers and then a bunch of hell yeahs.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Pretty proper.
Proper. Oh, man. Yeah. True and through.
Just true American. Hurts,
but this
I bleed American,
so
bro.
Shout out to Popeyes.
I bleed red, white, and blue.
Jesus Christ.
Like my Colgate toothpaste when it comes out my name, bro. It's like striped.
Evenly striped. I don't even know. Yeah, I remember, it took me a while to, I remember thinking, when people started saying cat.
I don't.
Like, it was a little confusing that. In the beginning on, like, because niggas would say something and then say no cap, and then they would say, like, oh, that's all cap. I was like, wait, what the
mean?
Fuck? Wait, which one's the bad one and the good one? What do we want to be capital or do we not want to be capital? I don't understand. Like, are we
cap as in a hat?
See, I didn't know what it.
It's not as in capital. It's
see,
it's
but
like
you see what I'm saying?
Hat, yes.
But they will always type it with all lowercase. I'm like, oh, they don't like capitals.
Are you talking about people?
Oh, maybe they just don't like capitals.
I don't
but
know
then it was no then cap. The hat. People started typing no, the and then like the little blue yeah. hat emoji. So I was like, oh, maybe it's a hat.
Yeah.
Hmm. But still, is it? No, do you want to be no or do you want to be all? And then it took me a while to kind of like get the rules of it. I had to hear a couple songs and watch a couple tweets, and I'm like,
I don't
oh,
know why
okay.
they started using that though.
I don't.
Just say
get
someone's
it.
A liar.
Is that what it is?
You a liar?
Yeah, because if you yeah.
say,
you
and I both on the same page.
If you
I don't
say
know
a
what
statement,
the fuck
okay.
talking about.
Okay, so I'm like, damn, Mark fly as fuck, no cap.
You see what I'm saying?
It's fly.
So that you're telling me.
It's like it's oh you know what? It's like
okay.
it's like no bullshit.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
I'm not bullshitting. It's
okay.
like it's like dead ass.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so then
I'm,
the other one
I'm dead
yeah,
ass
man,
serious.
You can come and be like, nah, this nigga's lame. All cat.
Yeah.
Which
what?
Means
he's late to the party.
What does that come from?
I am so fucking confused.
Nobody knows.
No one knows
no,
where it goes
I've
from.
Seen it on like Twitter.
Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
nobody
honestly,
knows.
Okay,
I
thought
they
were talking about caption or something. So like,
no caption.
What I thought was when they say no cap, it's like, I don't need to explain this because this explains
that
itself.
Oh,
that
would actually
good.
Be dope. That'd actually be dope.
Yeah,
because
I'm a
like if you,
cause
you,
smart,
you make your declaration and then you're like, no cap.
You should change it.
Yeah, you should change it. You should start using it your way.
I don't have that kind of pull in the community. I'm definitely not the guy that changes things. I'm just not that guy. I'm a lame, bro. I don't got a voice.
No cap.
No
parentheses.
No caption needed. No caption or explanation.
But I would actually like to know the origin. I would.
It gotta be.
Why did they use
no
cap? Because you could just say you're a liar or...
Yeah.
I don't know if you just say you're fly.
Oh, yeah, just state
a
statement
it.
And then...
And then that's it.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So that's why I've never been, like, with slang or Ebonics, because I'm usually just, like, I'll just say what I want to say, you know?
That makes sense.
Like, yeah, I think you're lying. I don't believe you.
You don't want to go around about what
you're
telling
me. Yeah, exactly. I just, like, straight shooter. Like,
straight shooter. Like you. Shoot him again. Okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, well, you know, they're making up these new words, you know, every
constantly,
single day.
Constantly, dude. It's too much.
I'm getting a little lost.
Yeah, you saw my tweet the other day?
Which one?
About the two new words that got added to Webster's.
Oh, stan.
And swole.
And swole.
I honestly think they should have been in the dictionary by now.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Well, stan, I don't know about that one.
What?
That one no, meaning like been? Been in the dictionary?
I thought that one should have been this year a long time ago.
Swole should have been.
I think both, bro. Stan,
I don't know about stan should
have been. That was a whole movement in the 90s, bro.
What you mean?
Eminem.
No, that wasn't the stan like was like yeah, it was like early 2000s. I still don't think it was like big enough for like people to be like, yo, we need to put this in a dictionary.
People
you know
been
what
saying
mean?
Stan based off of one man for
that's pretty dope.
20 years.
That's kinda crazy, yeah. But I feel like swole
for sure.
Swole is like a definite like that's not really it's kinda like ain't. Like we just started saying it even though it was wrong or whatever.
Who makes up this shit?
I don't know.
Swole.
I don't know.
People with voices, man.
That's gotta just be passed into
cool people.
A swelling. Right? No, that's gotta be like a past tense of swell.
That,
or swelling. It's gotta be.
Swelled?
Past? What's the past tense of swell?
Swollen?
Swollen.
Yeah, like I would think swole is already a word.
Yeah, I'm surprised. The swell is kinda.
What?
Weird. I don't know.
Past tense is. Whoa, there's an A in there. S W E A L L.
Words. Words are weird.
Swell, swelling.
Oh, I think swollen. You would say it's swole. It was swollen. You would have to change like the whole sentence together.
So we just cut
so
it,
like
we just cut
right now I
stuff.
my
well,
like,
that shit was swole.
Yeah,
we just cut it all off.
Yeah,
the ing whack. Boom. Okay.
Swole. It was swole.
Put the apostrophe. They just decided to put it in.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. It was, you people were saying it was swollen, and then they were like, nah, we just gonna say swole, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just
like, nah, we just gonna say swole.
Nah, just drop that E in, nigga. That sounds lame, nigga. I just, when you think about shit like that, like, I can imagine, like, it's like, nigga, hey, drop that E in. Why?
It was probably a rapper. He's probably rapping, trying to stay on beat, and the EN was just
like, "Man, hurry up, man! You keep cutting off the beat, man. Yeah, you need like a second, bro."
The EN wasn't a rhythm. The EN wasn't a rhythm. Hey, try saying swole.
Yeah. Swole, yeah. Nigga, that don't make sense, man. That's not
just
even a word yet.
Try it.
All right.
But you know what's one I like?
Hmm.
Is when people say head ass.
Head ass?
Oh
yeah. Actually,
you like that
I still actually
don't
like
understand
that
it, but I think it's hilarious every time. Head ass boy. I'm like, what?
What did you
say? What did
you
say? I got sounds.
But what did you
say? I don't understand what you're talking
you
about.
You just said head ass boy? Is it just is two
why
body parts and a gender?
What are you saying?
It's funny.
Head ass boy.
I'm just thinking like, so wait, you really just like he got his head in his ass? Like, or
fucking ass head up your ass, boy.
Where is this coming?
It's funny because where I used to work, I worked with all the teenage kids in high school still.
Yeah.
So that dude. The way they talk, I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Positive, negative, I don't even know.
I don't know if you're mad. I don't know if this is a good story.
One thing
a bad
I do,
story.
I think it's funny when they say like, you know, when people used to say the booty.
Yeah.
Like these fools like, say cheeks now.
Oh really?
It's hilarious.
Really?
Like, dude, that movie straight cheeks. It's hilarious. Like, I love cheeks. I love cheeks.
And both connotations.
He
I love cheese.
I love cheese.
Oh my goodness!
I knew Jess was gonna catch that. She always on my.
I never use booty though. I always use.
I used to use. That.
I used to say ass. Like that shit is
booty.
Straight ass.
Yeah. Well,
I like to say ass.
Cheeks
you say,
is,
but now they
hilarious.
Say cheeks.
Yeah,
that
hilarious
is hilarious though.
I got you cheeks.
You know it's cheeks, bro. I'm like, dude.
Wait, what?
I'm like, dude, that's hilarious. It's pretty funny.
Cheeks. Head ass cheeks. Can you combine them?
Try to put the crazy.
Head ass no cap cheeks.
Boy. Do they still use swag? How do they explain their fly?
Oh, that swag kind of comes in and out. Ooh, oh, right. Drip. That's right. That's
so you're not that drip. Lame.
Man, you know about all
this. No, you're right, I'm not.
I am not that lame. But you know, this is what confused me about them. They'll say all the good things and then tell you bad things. Like, boy, you dripping head ass cheeks.
Oh, yeah, wait. Am I dripping or not?
Do you like me? Are we friends?
I don't understand. What is it?
Dripping
on some more emotions.
Whoa.
I just realized what I just said.
Dripping on cheeks.
We'll talk about that later. Right?
Dripping
head
on
ass.
Some...
Sorry.
Dripping on some
chiseeks. Some chiseeks.
That's something I still say that, no, like, kids don't say today is tight.
Oh, no, I say tight.
I say it's
Yeah,
when I say tight around, when I used to say it around the kids over there, they'd be like,
I think I say fire.
Okay, 93.
Tight? I think I say fire.
Fire?
Oh, that's fire.
I say fire sometimes.
I say
fire. Mine is hard. But, like, I always say it like,
I don't like that word.
Pause.
Right
here.
Mine
is hard.
Hard.
There's a couple of words that I just think of, like, there are some words that I don't use after a certain point of my life.
Like what?
After I've been married. Specifically.
You ain't walk around the house saying mine
is
weird.
Hard. Like, I don't say hard.
Yo, hard.
It's always difficult. I don't say hard. I just say difficult.
You just say difficult.
Yeah. Or I never end a sentence with cum anymore.
Oh.
Because I just don't like it.
End with cum?
Like, hey, you should cum. Like, no, I'm saying, hey, you should meet me over there.
You should meet me at this place at this time. Just
because the meanings of those words for me are just...
Now it's all tainted.
It's tainted, yes.
It's tainted.
Absolutely tainted.
That's what I think is interesting about words in general. Like, should people use the words based off the actual definition or what they mean mostly to society today? Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Some like words, what the modern meaning
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some words back then, like 20 years ago, we would never use. But now it's like the way we use it now is like it carries a different meaning now. You know what I mean?
But you know what? I think it's kind of cool though, because like there's a lot of creativity to it. Like it's not whoever came up with whatever head ass or whatever. I bet you if you looked up the origin of it, it came from something that was like. Like clever, I feel like, you know what I mean. Like it's never like something stupid. It's only stupid to like our parents, cause they're like, "What the fuck are you saying, boy?" But like, there's actually
your
like
parents talk to you like that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know it is what it is. I love you, mom.
Hi, LaShawn.
But I don't know. I don't know where they come from. I would like to know. I would like to be there when they start. That's my thing. I would like to see the actual beginning, the origins of that shit. That'd be fucking dope. Oh, dope is one. I always say dope. I always say dope, hard. I try to say it as close to what's that nigga's name?
Bernie Sanders.
Ha Ha Davis. Bernie Sanders. No, Ha Ha Davis. He's hard. I would say it like
hilarious.
That. No, he's fucking funny.
Does anybody use like bomb anymore?
No, I actually. Let me tell you something about bomb. I've always hated bomb. I hated it when it was, oh, that was the bomb. I hated that shit.
I used that one sense and one sense only.
My shit is whack. Oh, what?
I already know.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
There was
very
a sound good. For eyebrows. Just looking at the eyebrows. That would
that's
be.
The only context that's acceptable. Don't say anything else is bomb.
Let me ask you a question.
Or
this
food
is,
can be bomb.
Food can be. Food? See, I really
that
don't.
I just say fire.
I just say it was really good.
Or that's
it's really enjoyable.
That it was exceptional. It was phenomenal.
I say very good.
The consistency of the noodles.
Yeah.
I just feel so angry next to him right now.
What about, have you ever had somebody call you boss?
Oh, I call people boss all
the time. No, but like not your actual boss.
Excuse me?
I can't.
No, you I know, said
like,
that to
no, like
you said that to random people?
I
bro, I hate
I
you.
Why?
I can't stand boss.
Why?
I hate boss. I cringe when I hear it.
Why?
Like, I literally only, I may call my boss actually boss.
Nah.
I don't call people boss. I used to get that at McDonald's
king,
all the time.
I see you, king, boss, king, boss, chief.
Chief. I like chief.
All
I like
that.
Chief. I like chief and old sport.
You've actually never heard anyone say old sport.
So no, because
no one's like old sport. I like young blood.
I do like young blood, but I can never use it. I don't think I could use it. It makes me feel good when someone says it to me, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's an acknowledgement.
OG.
It's like,
you feel, that's why I say boss. Usually to someone older, though.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's an older dude, like, what's up, boss?
Yeah, no, I don't like
young
it.
Fella. Like, yeah, yep. Man, keep it moving.
Young
one
fella.
Time, give him the head.
Okay, young fella.
Yeah.
Okay, young man.
I use little man now a lot.
Little man?
For kids.
What's up, little man?
What's up, yeah, I do.
Oh, is it, yeah.
I like it.
I like just saying, like, what up, kid?
Nah.
What's up, little nigga?
What's up, little nigga? Hey, where your parents at? What's up, little nigga?
What's up, little head-ass boy?
little head-ass boy-ass cheeks. Cheek-ass, head-ass boy.
You can't say ass cheeks. That's one word.
Oh,
yeah, you can't
head cheeks.
Head-ass cheeks.
Head-ass, cheek-ass.
Oh, I missed that. You know how people used to do that?
What?
You bigger. Oh, my.
That used to make me weak. You didn't even have to say anything after that.
Oh,
if
my
you just said, you big. funny enough.
You just say what they're doing. You big eating Pringles at the can looking, wearing Air Force One.
And it always make you want to stop eating the fucking Pringles at the can.
Oh,
so, man, come on.
So he said, you bigger. I got to stop doing
whatever you get called out on. It's like, oh, going to class, or like, oh,
big doing what you're supposed to do.
Now I gotta ditch.
No, that's the worst. They just talk bad about you for doing good shit. Like, what? Now I'm conflicted. Do I keep going to class,
big,
or do I ditch to prove a point?
Fuck, man. I had perfect attendance. Somebody called me out.
You seen Pete Davidson's stand-up?
Mm-mm.
He talks about when he loves when black dudes compliment his shoes. Yeah. Listen, as soon as a white dude compliments his shoes, he throws them away.
That was pretty funny. Guess you know, them ain't the ones. Yeah.
I don't want that shit.
If you see me.
If a black guy ever compliments my shoes, I get all giggly and giddy like a little girl. As soon as a white dude compliments my shoes, I throw the shit away. I throw them away right away.
If they like them. They like them. I did bad. I did real bad.
Davidson, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He's like, he's not the one that's mixed, is he? He's not mixed, right? Doesn't he have like a black mama?
I don't know. I heard he pays for his girlfriends, though.
He said he pays for his girlfriend?
I heard that.
Probably. Oh, where?
Probably.
Well, I think a lot of them do, though.
I know he dated Kate Beckinsale.
Yo, Kate Beckinsale.
They just broke up.
That's my point.
Yeah. He's dating her. They just broke up.
Probably paid.
They just broke up.
He must be the funniest person ever, because he is not cute at all.
No, he's not, but he has a sense of humor.
Dude, James always calls him butthole eyes.
Whoa. That's so offensive.
he doesn't even refer to him as Pete Davidson. He's like, did you see that stand up for my butthole eyes? I'm like, oh, goddamn.
Whose butthole he been staring at? Wait a minute.
But his butthole looks like this guy's eyes. Butthole eye.
I hope he got a girlfriend.
Not right now.
Okay, so
shout out to James.
What up, James?
Doing your thing, bro. Go ahead. Go ahead, boy.
Oh, that's
looking as now that had a good strong run. Looking ass.
Do you remember that song?
Looking ass nigga, looking ass boy.
When people go back and forth.
Oh, that was a song.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Looking something. I don't
Hostiles.
Yes.
Why do you know that?
Cause man, I used to fucking watch that video over and over and over again. Yeah, something like that. Nah, that looking ass boy had a nice little run. Looking ass nigga.
Nah, not looking ass nigga. You gotta be
looking ass boy.
But you can't say the last S. Actually, I don't think you say any of the S's. It's like H, A, H, H.
H, 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 H.
Looking ass boy.
Looking ass boy. Looking ass boy. Looking ass boy. You don't say the G. You don't say the.
And then pretty soon you should be super.
Oh!
Eventually,
that's the future, man. No. You know who? This is really random, but somebody who used to be really good at that, he used to have me rolling, was DeMarco. I don't know if you remember. What? At
looking at boy.
Yeah, he used to do that all the time. I just remember that specifically. It was very random, but yeah, it just popped in my head.
Niggas be funny.
Yeah, that was a funny nigga. Ugly as hell, but he was funny.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
That's the correlation between looks and humor is, you know.
Oh, let me tell you something about one of my...
That is true.
Ugly humor. The better looking you are.
Not so funny.
It's,
so
funny. It's hard to find someone in that sweet spot.
You're like, I just, good I really don't want to hear you.
Is there an attractive comedian?
There's attractive comedians, yes, but they're not right. funny.
No.
Yes. You know attractive comedians?
No.
Amy Schumer.
Stop.
No, I don't.
Damn, we want to be honest. Something.
An attractive comedian? Yeah. Male or female?
To me?
Male or female. Yeah, go ahead. Give us one.
I like
Dan Cook's pretty cute.
Oh, he used
that's a,
to
that's
be.
That's a good looking dude. That's
he's all right. He's front.
Dan Cook is the...
Okay, you know
a very animated fellow.
He's like a this weird cute. He used to be.
He
like, he looks cute right there.
Just
oh, right
minute.
There.
Is, wait, go back. Is yeah. that him right there too?
Yeah, that's
in
him
the water.
Now.
Right there?
No, that's Harvey White.
Oh, I was like, yo, this guy's come a long way.
That's Harvey Weinstein.
He's like, holy shit,
nah,
Jess.
He used to be hella cute, like in that.
Sarah Silverman's cute.
Sarah Silverman, I was smashing my side.
Okay, she's cute.
Wow.
Yeah,
I really,
we're just
I really
cute,
went all
sir.
The way there.
Yeah,
you committed. Oh, this reminds me of another one. When they say send it, people say send it.
Send it?
Yeah, what? You ever heard that one?
No.
What does that mean?
Send
I
it?
Don't know.
Send it.
But people say that, like when I don't even know, dude. Like when people
oh, maybe
are,
it's off
almost
of...
like when they're encouraging their friends, it's like go for it, kinda. Or like
oh, really?
Send full it. Send.
Send
it.
Send it.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. If
first
I'm
time I heard
right.
that was when people say in soccer, like when they're open, like they'll
mm-hmm.
say send it. That's the
oh,
first
okay.
I heard it.
But
now
really
it's
right.
like
that
it's like
sense.
Slang now.
You could be kicking it into the goal or pass it to the other person. Send,
send
it.
It.
But now people are using it as
like slang now.
Like full send.
So it's like
send it.
It's fully out there.
Yeah. I heard that one a lot.
Have you ever been called a Tatiana?
Yeah,
no.
Remember when Thought came out? I fucking love Thought. I don't use it that more that much no more.
It's got a good sound to it.
Thought.
It sounds
no,
good.
That's
just like the ingenuity.
Yeah.
That hole over there.
Right.
And oh, then, that's what it means?
Boom.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Oh.
That's kind
of and now I like the sound of it. Like when you
no
say
idea.
Like, you fucking Thought.
Yeah,
that sounds so
hard,
demeaning.
When you say it hard
thought.
Like that, yeah, that's really disrespectful.
It's that.
Is that, yeah. And you gotta stop looking at me.
It's a thought.
Yeah, because we're gonna fight.
I said it too aggressive.
Yeah, it too aggressive.
It's a little.
Really love
a little spit on my biscuit.
See, oh my goodness. How would you, question. How do you describe attractive men? What's your slang for attractive men?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to let you know.
Me?
What's my sign?
Tell you.
Send it.
Ooh, send it.
What do you say? What's your go-tos?
I just say.
She say he's hot.
Hot?
That or I just say he's fine.
How did I know?
No, literally. Like, I'm just like, oh, he's hot. Or I'll say he's fine.
No, you the type of girl to say fine.
No, I don't say
that. That's a whole different word.
No.
There's fine.
But
and then
the
it's
I
fine.
Before the O or the O?
The O before
I think
the
it's
I.
A,
no,
I think it's
the
O. It's the O.
It's
F-O-I-N-N-N-N.
Fine.
Fine.
Okay.
But no, I say he's hot or I say he's fine.
Fine? You don't ever say sexy?
No. I don't know why. I just don't. No.
No?
No.
Okay. I feel like that's like a 90s 2000s. What? God damn! God damn!
We're very offensive today. We're gonna make it through.
Yeah,
this
yeah, we're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it through. I always say.
I mean, I'm not gonna. Sometimes I'm like, God damn! Like, when I see
everybody
when I see
has a
God
damn in
yeah,
their
I'm
back
like,
pocket.
God, like.
See, mine's
is a couple today.
Mine's is always shit. Fuck.
Bitch.
Bitch. I don't ever look at a coach and say, bitch. In a good. Oh,
did you get that
to me? No, I always say shit and fuck.
I caught myself saying a few goddamns at like UMC last week.
Yeah.
When I was there.
UMC?
All the residents.
They were sick.
The resident.
Oh, because of your job. I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
The
you
resident,
were sick and you just.
No, they sick.
Yeah.
No, they sick. They walking by in the rows with
the
ass out. I was talking about some
bad. Yes.
Back wide open.
Wide open.
boy, if you don't get your booty hanging out like a baboon,
boy. We gotta go to the next topic because I'm about to cry.
Like, oh my goodness. Yo. Look what you've done.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
That would be an amazing skit for short.
Yeah.
Women in the hospital looking at me.
No.
Yo, that
was the doctors. So
it was the doctor. The doctors had his booty out. I'm just kidding.
The doctors are
with the ass out.
He has the assless chaps.
Freaky ass doctor. Talking about how's your day today?
Man, you got your dick swinging in the air, man.
Putting his leg on the desk.
Try to give me some prescription. Put your dick away.
Okay. Like Kevin Hart said, sometimes you gotta put on a table, son.
You just gotta lay it out there, you know? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we really went far with that one.
Spoil Endgame. Come on.
No, I'm not gonna spoil
Endgame. What? We can't spoil it.
Why not?
There's no way.
Because there's people who haven't watched it.
You spoil Game of Thrones every week for me at the 6 o'clock premiere. You don't even wait till 9.
I don't even spoil it.
She's giving live tweets.
I don't spoil it. I just say one word like, damn it.
It come on at 9 in the East. She ready at 6. I'm like, yo, at least give me 9 o'clock, people. At least give me 9. She's going in.
Carlin, that's because 9 p.m. Eastern time is 6 p.m.
Yeah, but
Western
at least
time.
Give me the same I want to watch the same time they got to watch.
Let me stay off social media. You know, I ruined it. I ruined it for Jamari a few years ago. When Olena, when she said, oh, you don't know this, but when she confessed that she's the one that killed, I ruined it for Jamari because I posted the meme of the cat in the curtain. Yeah. And Jamari was like, that's the one day I went on Instagram and I saw your fucking post.
It was right
and
there.
And you ruined it for me.
It was
me.
The first thing on the timeline, like, nigga.
I was like, that. I literally posted that a week after the episode.
Shit. Wait, she's the one that's a hobbit, right?
Cut.
I'm just playing.
I was like, okay.
Don't ever, bro. Come on, just go.
Next subject.
Just sit outside for a couple of minutes.
Hey,
wait in the car.
Hey, who are all you Game of Thrones fans? John, what is his name? Jonathan?
Jaquess
Snow dies.
Aegon Targaryen.
Aegon Tarkanian?
We're not even about to do this because you're going to mess it up.
All the fans.
Jerry Tarkanian is in the motherfucking show?
People are hating.
Rest in peace, though.
He doesn't show this.
No, go ahead. I mean, like, was this last episode good?
No, the good stuff is coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so.
On Sunday.
And like, is this?
It's the battle.
Is this like how far along is it into the season? Is this like?
It's the third episode on Sunday.
But there's 7
episode.
Total, right?
There's 6.
Oh, 6 total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy.
But 2 of them are gonna be a little extra long. They're gonna give us a little.
I saw that they're gonna make it like a movie.
This Sunday's gonna be like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half episode.
Yeah.
That's not even a show.
Wait, that's this Sunday?
That's this Sunday.
Ooh, it's a movie. Ooh, I just gotta.
Yeah, this is legit.
Longer than Guava Island.
Guava Island.
I really wanna see that, dude.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll cry. But
really?
What's next?
Hell yeah.
He'll cry.
What's going on?
Guava Island.
Guava Island.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
He's doing a lot of this.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like
I love Rihanna and like her natural
Same.
She's
same.
So like, dang.
I was just, I forgot who I was with. I think I was at work. And then we started talking about like when Rihanna first came out. Like, I think like we were talking about like something
her
happened.
Accent was, she hadn't figured out how to sing
exactly.
Without the accent yet.
I loved it.
I did too.
Loved it.
I did too.
I love that Pond the Replay.
The
fucking
what?
Love that shit. The Replay.
Ooh.
Pond it.
What about the replay?
Pond it.
I don't know what you call that.
That slap up to the air.
Yeah,
I love that shit. I love Rihanna.
That's all she had back then for a long time, though.
Yeah. Good for her, though. Good for her for making it. Yeah, man.
Making it, boy. She's a made woman now.
Yeah. Made.
Is that Kylie?
Kendall.
I can't tell them. I don't know any of the Kardashians except for Kim.
Mm.
No.
Oh, you don't like that?
That's gross.
Bro,
How much is too much?
Not enough.
No, bro. Like, at some point.
That didn't even make sense.
No. Like, when it's fake.
No, no.
When it's fake, too much, it's got to stop at some point.
Proportions, bro.
She doesn't have any.
No, I mean, like, proportions. Like, small, kind of skinny. She just naturally kind of thick, like got some thickness to her. Then it looks better when you get the real big ass, you know what I mean?
Fake,
but if you're a twig and then you add that, then it, you see what I'm saying about like
have
those kind of proportions?
Legs?
Yeah, bro. I like them.
She looks out of control.
No, I'm with it. I'm pro surgery, pro all of that.
Nah, not when it starts feeling like a basketball.
But I really enjoy basketball. And speaking of basketball,
that's a little sick. Wait, go ahead. Do your thing.
Speaking of basketball, the NBA playoffs are in full effect with the three teams that have already been eliminated.
Solid.
And
who's been eliminated?
Oh well, I was just. I'm sure there's more
with
than
Game
three.
Of Thrones, so who's been eliminated?
You don't watch basketball?
No.
That's disappointing.
She barely. Watches
I don't
baseball.
Blame you.
Thank you.
Stupid. He's a basketball fan.
But he doesn't blame me.
I don't blame you for not watching.
Thanks.
The Celtics? Paul Pierce? No. That's okay. Aries.
What about head ass cheek?
Head ass cheek ass.
Are you?
No. Nah,
he's more of a. It's hard to watch sometimes.
He's more of a Steve Kerr, Mark Jackson fan?
You can't be both.
No, no. I'm playing. Not oh, okay. Coaching.
I wish you wouldn't speak for me.
It's like I'm right here. I can speak for myself, buddy.
I know what I like.
Did you... excuse me. Were you able to see Lillard's
yes.
game winner?
That's actually all that I saw from that game.
Jesus Christ.
I was trying
Christ.
To steal it on the internet.
Oh, my God. I was trying to steal it.
Shout out to Reddit one time.
Fuck.
Hey, I love Reddit. Reddit yes. is great.
Reddit is great.
Why don't they shut it
to,
down?
I'm sure that there's something like, I think that there's, what I think.
Everything's like, on Reddit.
No, but I think that the people behind it are probably so well connected that they probably don't. And like, even though it does seem like there's like no rules, there are limits to Reddit.
No, because my issue with the game is I got home late, so I couldn't find one of the links that was active mid game. So
oh,
you're right.
You
probably gotta catch sometimes you gotta catch the live stuff right when it
right,
happens.
Exactly.
Then it starts getting taken down. Some of the threads are just completely empty.
Yeah. By the time you get to it after however long, then it's just like, oh, damn. But no, I fuck with Reddit heavy.
Reddit, what's the little movie stick?
Fire stick.
Mm. Between Reddit, Fire Stick, Apple TV, if you know how to do what you gotta do. Who needs
you can
cable?
Watch anything.
Yeah, who actually needs cable?
Old people.
Nah, Cox is terrible. My grandma's TV been having schizophrenia for like 2 weeks now.
You yeah. like Cox? I love Cox.
She got the little mini. See? All right.
You got deflated. You're like,
Son of a bitch. Man.
Yep.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying? Yep.
Oh, my God.
Cousin.
Speak your peace, girl.
Speak your peace.
Go back to slang. Pause.
Pause?
I like that one.
Yeah, I like pause.
There's not a lot of them that I like, but I like pause. It's good.
I have to explain pause, though. I literally have always had to explain.
To who?
People are catching on.
Literally everyone. Once I tell them.
Forever, though.
Yeah. Like, for a long, long time. Like, decades.
Maybe for the colored people, you know?
Well, the colored's the only one that really know what's up.
Oh, that's alcohol.
Right.
That's okay. Right. I would think that was
but I like say I like pause. Pause. What? You can't say pause?
That color people only know what's up.
Why?
Because.
Mostly colored in here. We're 75% colored in this house as we speak right now.
Well, she actually... She's color deficient.
She's color deficient.
She actually is colored, but there's a lack thereof. On the surface.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's
there
in here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's in here.
Everyone's heart is red. That is a color.
Yeah, that's facts.
Big facts.
Big facts. You like facts as a slang? You like facts?
Yeah, but sometimes I get confused because people say it to me at work.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're like telling me to fax something. I'm like, hey, yo, fax. I'm like,
what? No, you would. I just sent it.
Like, send it. Send it.
Talking to you. Fax. Fax.
Damn it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, so you think, just out of curiosity, you think Portland's going to make it to the Western Conference Finals?
Who they play next?
They play...
Wow, I just caught what you said.
What did he say?
He said it so fast. Something about Portland.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I was like, I literally stared at him.
They would play the... I think they would play the winner between Spurs and Nuggets?
If they play the Nuggets, yes.
You think
actually,
they'll...
Actually, I'm going to take the bet. If they play the Spurs, yes. If they play the Nuggets, that's going to be close.
I'm not sure. Let me make
Jokic
sure.
Jokic might be the one that ends up.
Okay, so it would be...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Spurs, Nuggets. The winner of Spurs, Nuggets. And then Rockets are about to win.
Win what?
They're about to beat the Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
In the series.
I thought you meant the next.
Oh, they did they?
I thought it was done.
No, I don't think so.
What do I know? I don't know.
Nah, they did. Donovan got sent home.
Oh, word?
Young fella. He said he's going to come back next year better. He said that last year.
Though. He's dope.
he did saying that.
So, who has anybody, like, made it to?
Yeah. The,
so, this is going to game seven. The Blazers already beat the Thunder.
Okay.
This is still have to go to.
Oh Rockets, yeah, they're Rockets the one. Okay, the that's the one with the winning shot, right?
Yeah. The game.
Okay.
That
okay.
You saw all
yeah,
on
I saw it everywhere.
I was retweeting everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
And right now we're currently watching the Golden State Warriors beat the shit out of the Clippers.
I know, and I couldn't make it to the sports.
What too, game is this?
Son of a bitch. This is game six.
Okay.
This is
so
game
if
six.
The Warriors
this is
win.
Game.
Then it's done. Okay. This is endgame. So speaking of endgame,
whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Nah. Man.
Spoil it.
We're not spoiling anything.
It's just I think it's just Larry emotional because it's the end of the
yeah.
I'm not gonna
say it's the end of the era, man.
So why not?
We'll spoil
the last Marvel movie we went to.
We'll spoil it once we're not recording.
You folks are talking about Marvel? I thought he was awake the whole fucking time.
I do good at like sleeping and waking up. And then like going right
Jesus
back.
Christ.
Oh I was my tired. God. I had a long day.
Yeah, that was this.
Like, we won't spoil anything, but part two's gonna be crazy, man. Look out for that twist. I hate when people say that.
Yeah, amen.
No
big twist,
with
man.
That twist at the end.
Bro.
I'm like,
big twist at the end, bro. Right around the minute 45 mark.
Yeah, no spoilers,
yeah.
Huh?
It's going to be really good, man.
Were there end credits?
No.
Oh,
well,
so
there was
so
a sound,
it. So
though.
So that's it then.
The sound?
There was a sound at the end.
Of, like, the music ending?
Yeah, like, way at the end. Way at the end where they showed, like, Marvel Studios, there was a sound of, well, whatever. It's not really a spoiler. Like... You heard like clink, 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 and that was Tony Stark making his Iron Man suit.
But I thought he died.
Oh, from the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
We gotta scratch the whole episode.
I was confused. I'm sorry.
That was sorry. Them going back to the beginning because Endgame ended.
That was
them going back to the beginning.
Oh, I.
So they show it was a sound because Freeman and I were like waiting. So we literally sat in the theater all the way till, and Freeman's like, I'm not going nowhere. And I was like, why? Like, it's 10:30. I want to go home. Like, I'm fucking tired. So we stayed and we Googled it and it said no end credits, but then it said there was a sound. So Freeman's like, I want to hear the fucking sound.
Good.
And there was just fucking classical music playing the whole time, you know,
that's
from
tight.
Like that era.
Let me ask you a question. Do you or do you not know to stay through the entire credits?
No, you do know. But I knew there was nothing was going to happen because I Googled it during the movie.
You Googled during the
Dude,
movie?
Dude, there was some slow parts, man. I got on my phone for
and
a few
that's ones. Probably when I fell asleep during the last one.
That's crazy to me. I don't...
There were some parts that were a little slow, but I was paying attention.
That movie was like 3 hours long, right?
Yeah, it was 3 hours long.
Googled some shit.
I watched it twice. Long. It didn't feel like 3 hours at all.
Bro, but you a head ass.
Yeah. That has to mean that there's a hit on my ass. Like that has to mean that.
It
was like that. The way you're saying it, it has to mean you head ass. Like, come on now. No, it didn't feel like 3 hours at all. That shit was
and you saw it
quick.
You saw it twice.
I saw it at midnight.
Back to back.
I saw it midnight. Went to bed. Woke up. Saw it again.
How many hours of sleep did you get?
Got
before you
about
saw it
four
again?
Or five.
Before you saw the movie.
Because I had
again?
To go spend. Yeah, but oh, before. Oh, so it ended at. It was midnight, got out at like 3:30.
I was about to say, you a fiend, bro.
3:30.
Nap between movies. And one showing.
Oh, hey. Ready for the matinee. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Tom. Sheila, how's the parents? yeah, at 3:30, went to bed, like 4, woke up, 10.
That's sick.
Then like I was chilling, doing some laundry, shit like that. The tickets weren't until 2, so spent some time with my mama. Got some food. Yeah, she had a plate ready for me, waffles and eggs.
Ooh,
yeah,
like,
it was good. Like. Ego.
Like.
Lego my ego. He's a great value man. He likes the great value waffles.
All day. All day.
No, Endgame's good. For everyone that hasn't seen it, the only thing that you really need to watch, if you're not a fan, all you need to watch is Infinity War, and for it to be like a part one, part two kind of thing, and you could still enjoy the movie. If you are a real fan, then you'll enjoy the shit out of it, because there are so many callbacks and references and Easter eggs to everything throughout 22 movies. Like, you'll be like, oh shit, like everything is a reference to something else.
Maybe I'm a bad person, but I was hoping a lot of people would have died.
Maybe
that
I'm
happened
a bad
in
person.
Infinity War.
Maybe,
they're back. So did they die?
Wow, you fucking dude. Jesus Christ.
Oops. Oopsie.
Mm. How is it that the one guy who hasn't seen it is the one spoiling it for everybody?
Spoil it, spoil it. If you ain't gonna spoil it, I'm gonna spoil it. No.
You guys kill Game of Thrones on me every time. My time.
It's revenge. It's revenge.
It's just me.
And no, it's still good though.
It was good.
Yeah, it was hard.
I cried.
You cried for real?
I did.
Yeah,
cry.
I cried
What's
several times.
There was two scenes
really?
I cried in.
But I yeah.
What? Okay, now I gotta go see it.
It was emotional.
No, you're not gonna.
It was emotional.
You probably won't cry, but
I'm definitely taking that.
Yeah.
There's definitely a nap.
Like,
don't do
me.
That. I remember.
I don't do it on purpose, but these new seats. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I remember
tipsy,
my mom.
I lean it back. The lights get dim.
You got a handful of titties.
Yeah, and then they start talking.
What the fuck?
I say yeah.
I say yeah. I do have a.
I'm like yeah.
You ain't seen that meme? That go. It said taking a nap with a handful of titties the best nap a nigga will ever get.
Oh, you absolutely said that to me in college.
That's real.
And I ignored it.
You gotta
it.
Put your
like,
front on her back.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
And it's gotta be just.
You don't like the front back combo?
Bro, I had to think about that first.
Not, you said what? The front or front back? Front. The back front?
The fuck up. Like, wait,
the what?
Put your front on her back, man.
Legit
yeah.
Thought about
yeah,
that.
That's
like,
PG for y'all. I
yeah,
did
yeah.
a good job.
Yeah, you did. You did all right. You did. But yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice.
What's
this
nice?
Is right. What? Taking a nap with a handful of titties.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking about Endgame still.
Oh yeah, no, okay. Endgame.
No,
that
already.
Yeah. No, but I like taking naps with a handful. It's, why do you keep laughing at that?
Because I can't believe we're going back. To that. Like,
I really
want to
discuss this.
After that.
You like taking naps, right?
I don't
like
take naps.
No, but do you like taking naps? Like naps are. Like, so there are people that enjoy naps. Some people like just sleep. I find that strange to me.
I don't.
Like,
honestly,
afternoon
don't like
naps are, like, really, really good.
I honestly don't like taking naps because then I wake up and then I'm, like, pissed because then I'm up all night and then I'm trying to go back to bed and then I can't.
Oh, I
and
like
then I'm
that
up
shit.
At, like, 2 in the morning and then I gotta work at.
It's like being up when no one else is up.
It's
yeah,
too
I
complicated.
Like,
I actually do like that. I don't
like
take
that.
Naps, but, like, sometimes I'm weird. Like.
Yeah, we know.
Sometimes if I know I've got something to do, but let's say I got off work early and I'm off the next day. For whatever reason, like, it's a basketball game on, group chat is popping, Twitter is popping, it's some events going on. I know it's so much going on, I'm
yeah.
not going to do whatever it is I got to do right now. So you
yeah.
know what I choose to do instead? I go to sleep.
Mm.
I go to sleep at like 3 o'clock, get my full 8 hours. Now it's 11, 12. Nothing's happening. Everybody's asleep. Twitter's dead. Instagram shit. And now I'm in my zone.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I do that.
I used
so
to like.
I'll just be up from like 11 until Lord knows when, like 2 or 3 the next day. Yeah.
I remember.
I just try to thug it.
You
know?
You ever have I don't know if you ever had those like kind of nights or those kind of days like in school.
Yeah.
I don't even remember having.
No, that's why I got.
But like you would have like a long ass day.
When I was in high school, I would nap.
But like, see, not me, not that much.
Now I don't.
Like, because, like, I would be just so active. Like, you go to a friend's house, you go play ball, you go blah, 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 and then you get home, you eat, you have to talk to your parents, you have to do homework, then you go to bed. But like on those days where it's just a little bit longer, so then when you get home and you got nothing to really do, so you take a nap, and then you wake up at like 9, get some food real quick, and then you just be up all night, and then you just be on the computer. And this was like the perfect time. Like that's when MySpace and Facebook were popping, like on the desktop. So then you be on the desktop and you edit the page.
That's the time I try to avoid. That's when I go to sleep. That's why I go to sleep, to avoid that stuff.
Oh, that. No, oh, man. I see what you're saying. To avoid that, like everybody on there time.
I was gone like MySpace like right after I got out of school, because like everybody would get on like right when they did.
Yeah, AIM. I would too.
Yeah, right I would get on.
It took me a while to get back on, because I didn't have it on my phone.
Say AIM?
Hell yeah.
You forgot about AIM?
Seventh grade? AIM. Boy, what?
That stuff was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's where emojis got started.
Yeah.
That was good.
I used to sing Chris Brown lyrics to all the girls. All of them, same lyrics.
There's never a right time to say goodbye.
Bro, that's a terrible song.
But,
that ain't the one.
Mm-mm. No.
It was one on that first album.
Poppin'. You? I loved Chris Brown.
Run It. I remember it was only like maybe a couple weeks ago. Somebody stupid said, like, oh, Chris Brown ain't even got that many good songs.
That on Twitter.
I was like, wow, that's actually kind of bold. Because, like, for real, crazy. Like, when you look at his, like, at, like, the list, bro, he's that nigga, bro. Like, he's been that nigga for a while.
He had Scott Storch and Jermaine Dupri on his first album.
That's crazy.
There's no way he don't have good songs. He got those.
Scott Storch, like, bro. Come on, dude. Like, literally, peak Scott. Like, it's crazy.
When he first came out with, Run It, when it came on the radio, I thought he was a girl.
Really?
But I don't know.
His voice was super.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a girl. So then when I found out it was a guy, I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm into this.
Whoa.
I was like, shit, it's a guy.
Man, I think it's because I saw the video first.
Oh, I did it. I never heard the song on the radio. Kiss FM.
I remember the video premiere. It was like BET or MTV2. That shit was hard.
Shook. What was that album that I see? It wasn't.
Which one?
It wasn't his first one?
The debut joint?
Oh, nah.
Was exclusive?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm about to see.
It might have been exclusive.
That came out in 07? Nah, that's too late.
Wait, Gimme That? Was that the song?
Gimme That.
07, we was in high school already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His first joint came out like when we were 8th grade, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I remember.
That I think the debut album was named after him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a self-titled.
Songs had to release early then, because I think it was Lottery.
Lottery? Lottery is on exclusive, right?
Yeah.
You know
I was
that?
In eighth grade, like, though. I remember sending lyrics in eighth grade.
It had
bro.
To have been his first album.
Maybe you mixing up.
Because I was 13 when I first heard
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at 13. This track list. These 13? Songs don't look.
It's been
Run
time.
It, Yo.
Uh huh.
Young Love, Gimme That.
Gimme That.
Ooh, it was Winner.
Winner?
It was Winner.
Winner was hard, bro.
It was Winner.
Winner.
Mm-hmm. I had all the AIM pages open up. Copy, paste, send to all.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
That was a combo starter.
Oh, random. But when was the first time you ever heard Trey songs?
I don't remember, but I can tell you the first time I heard Miguel.
Wait, that you what?
Song.
Heard Miguel.
Oh, okay.
Strawberry. I can't
sure
remember.
Strawberry Fields? Strawberry.
It was in eighth grade. I remember this song. And then he disappeared for a few years.
Oh, so you heard about him like when he was bald and shit.
Yes. But I didn't see him. Bro, I used to be on that computer.
I used to be on that computer.
Just looking for music. Miguel Strawberry.
I heard Trey songs in 03.
Strawberry Amazing. Have you heard that song?
No, never. But I will be listening
to it. It was
from
like his mixtape days. I think we can play it and I guess who.
No, we're gonna
find a Strawberry way. Amazing? No, he's, that was mixtape days.
He's waiting for it.
You
I wanted
heard
to
song? That sound like eighth grade, don't it?
Yeah. You said sounds like.
Bro, that sounds all. You got
like 8th grade 05.
That's all y'all gonna get because that's probably the only clearance we got. So like 8 seconds.
About 8 seconds. You said, what was it? Gotta Make It or some shit?
For Trey?
Yeah.
I just remember my brother had an MP3 player and he had Trey songs all over his MP3.
Trey songs.
And I would listen to this stuff and I'm like, ooh.
How old
was this? Nice.
This was in 03 when he heard it.
You heard Oath in 03?
No, him. He said him.
Yeah, Trey Songz.
That's a long time.
Trey Songz was around back then. Yeah. I feel like he didn't really blow up though until.
No, you know what? You might be right. Braid My Hair.
Braid My Hair was old.
I remember I was still going to California to visit family when that came out. That came out around. What Jagged Edge CD was that? Because I was bumping them both. That came out around the same time.
J.E. Heartbreak?
That came out. Yep, that album came out the same year as J.E. Heartbreak, if I'm not mistaken. And. Justified.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good three albums came out the same year. That was a tough year.
I didn't hear about Trey Songz until my junior year.
I say tough.
I noticed that. Tough.
That might be lame to the new kids, though. Nah, you're right. Trey has been around for a minute on the porch getting his little head braided.
I remember James and Aries, we were in, we had the same, like, weight training PE class, so I was in PE, and then they were going to weight training, and then I remember James started randomly, like, rapping, and I was like, yo, what the fuck, like, you can rap? He was like, nah, bro, this is Trey Songz. I was like, oh, what? And then he was like, hey, listen to it. Oh, it was a song, Don't Wanna Come Down.
No, one of the funniest songs. This is why Trey is so important to me, because he used to make music for niggas.
Yeah.
Like, that one album where he was talking about, he telling the girl she made him cheat on her. Bro, that is one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my life. If you never heard it, Trey Songz, Cheat On You. Oh my God, that's so hilarious.
He's a talented man.
Made me want to cheat on you. This is crazy.
Oh my goodness.
And he got away with it.
Yeah.
Still here.
Still cheating. What about you? Your first song
she don't
from
seem
Trey
like
Songz?
A Trey Songz fan.
Can't Help But Wait.
King of Boom.
I love that song.
Yeah,
man.
Me too.
That's a good song.
That yeah. was the first
he
song.
He kind of lost it, though.
Yeah. He's in another realm.
He kind of lost it. Yeah. It was that one album a few years ago.
Trigger?
No, Trigger wasn't that bad.
Trigger was hard.
Was that Six? Was that the name of it? Six?
Oh, chapter Five.
Was it Chapter Five?
What chapter Five.
That was terrible.
That was no good.
That was terrible.
I like that.
Was that the one with the football song, the references?
I think so.
That was terrible.
That was bad.
That was very bad. But he did put Drake on, though.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And I was bumping that song hard.
Which one?
Invented
Sex?
No, the one before that.
Replacement Drake. Girl?
Yes.
Replacement Girl's hard.
He put Drake on. Mm-hmm. I think he was one of the first people to give Drake a...
No, he was, like, for sure.
To give him a co-sign.
Can't be friends with shit.
And then surpassed his ass after that.
Like...
But I remember playing that in, like, 11. That was... I remember playing that in 2010, 2011, and people had never heard that song.
I remember they used to have freestyles together.
Music not like that no more, though.
What you mean?
You don't stumble upon, like, the come-ups like that. And then they actually come up. You know what I mean? Now people literally just blow up on the scene. They got a couple fire songs and they disappear.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, I don't know, like, the intrigue.
Like, the grind, the grinding artists. The grinding artists.
Like that no more, bro.
Well, they got Russ. And they got...
The last one I would have to genuinely say was probably Future.
And we
didn't
Hendrix.
Catch that wave because we're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But I was in the South when he was grinding. And I was like, who is this dude? He's terrible. Get him out of here. With the light shit. Turn off the light. I don't even know how it goes.
I used to love that shit.
I hated that.
Turn on the light.
I was like,
I'm looking for.
I was like, yo, get this
thing out
of
here. Get the fuck out of here.
Hell on
the... Hey! That's Migos, bro.
Yeah, but he was on a remix.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, whoa, whoa, no. That's a different nigga with dreads. That's a different nigga with dreads.
He was on the remix. Then it was some other song. He was mumbling. You couldn't understand what he was saying.
Hey, the first time you heard the Migos, just randomly, did you know that it was three niggas?
Versace? I think so, because I was hearing voices. I heard voices everywhere. I actually was trying to figure out how many friends it was.
There we go. All right. So we come to the end. Episode 40.
40.
40.
40.
40. Episodio Quarenta.
Quarenta.
Podcasto Capitano. Yep.
No Capitano, bro.
Yeah, boss.
No capo. Yep. So good. Did you just say boss?
No.
Don't say boss.
I didn't say that.
I was like, I don't know why I heard it and I saw your lips. So I'm like, don't say that.
I didn't say that.
Okay, by the time you hear this, you've already seen my post. June 7th. It's going to be the year anniversary of GVGB. Woo! We're going to be throwing this motherfucking event in this house in Busoni. If you've been here, you've been here. If you haven't,
you won't.
So the plan is that, first off, it's a year anniversary of the podcast. So with the spirit of the podcast being, we will be recording that night during the party. My plan is to, ideally, I would like to have every single guest that I've ever had on the podcast under one roof.
You got to.
Into the party. I want them all here. We're gonna take a big ass group pic. We're gonna have some fun, probably have some drinks, probably not any food at all, but it is what it is.
Excuse me.
Also,
I'm not coming.
I'm gonna make some things happen. We're gonna see something happen, but also it is themed.
Forgetting the date.
June 7th. Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead, swing that. Oh,
you've seen nipples, you got some.
You be in the mirror like this.
All right, back to the fucking party.
So anyways, June 7th.
God damn.
It is themed, it's gonna be a pajama party.
Oh, can we be TLC?
Of course, I encourage it. Look, Oh, you mean us.
Us.
Oh, no, I have something planned.
Fuck you.
3LW?
No, nigga. Right. 3LW? No, nah, nigga.
Cheetah girls.
I'd be down for that.
Alright, so anyways, pajama party. Yeah, you can wear whatever you want. Just don't come up in here with a fucking hoodie and some fucking slides.
That's what I wear to sleep.
No, man. No. Get some jammy jams. Even if they're like the short joints. Jammy like, jams. You know how they have pajama shorts? Wear some pajama shorts.
Tell us what to do.
Nah, fuck that. It's my party. Oh, and we are going to have music set up, of course. We're going to have it nice and right. I got somebody coming from out of town. Kind of like, you know, make sure that the vibes is on straight. And as long as everything goes nicely and smoothly, we will have Aries back here.
A number for us?
Back, he's not gonna do a number
right here
on the table. We are gonna have Aries come back, so that'll be good. It's been a long time since he's been on the podcast, so yeah, just look out for that. Trailers and promos coming soon.
Hey,
you already know what the fuck going on, and then yeah.
And vibes.